Wrong.
Need a motion to go to recess into public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlet.
Let her go.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on a motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I mean, Mr. Chair, we're now back in regular session for public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for our county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they're legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender, identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the P&Z Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2132. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a hair studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.504 acres, more or less, lying on the north side of Clay Road, approximately 600 feet east of Marsh Road. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 12.06, Parcel 58. The 911 address is 33995 Clay Road, Lewis. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 14th. At that time, they received items submitted into the record, including in an exhibit booklet. At the end of that meeting, they did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through I. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Hutt.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Good afternoon, Council. I think you're all familiar with me, but for the record, my name is David Hutt, local attorney here in Georgetown. This afternoon, I'm representing the owner of the property, which is RKJ Properties, LLC, along with the applicant, Dorothy Darley, who is the proprietor of Hair Artistry and is sitting right behind me in the second row here. Today's application, as was just introduced, is for a hair studio of approximately 800 square feet in a single-story building located about the midpoint of this property, and we'll look at the site plan in a moment where you'll be able to see the building's location. The property that is the subject of today's application is along Clay Road, immediately across the street from Poor's Propane and Clean Delaware, which the cursor on the screen is currently highlighting for you. By way of quick background, if this application seems familiar to you, it should. Just last April, you considered an identical application, except instead of a hair salon, it was a yoga studio. And what occurred there was that business plan didn't seem to work as the yoga studio proprietor moved out of state, and so there's no more yoga studio. However, given the size of this building and the size of this property, its location, it's ideal for neighborhood-style businesses like that, like a yoga studio, like a hair salon. And Ms. Darley located it and thereafter made arrangements with RKJ Properties to hopefully be able to use it through the conditional use process that's part of today's application. As was indicated, the property is at 34001 Clay Road. As I mentioned a moment ago, it's approximately 22,000 square feet and is owned by RKJ Properties, LLC. The exhibit notebook that was provided to the Planning Commission and also to Council contains the deed at Exhibit 2 in that notebook. As you can see on the tax map that's on the screens around the room, as well as in Tab 3 of the exhibit notebook, the property is located in an area zoned AR1. You can see the areas that aren't zoned AR1 around. If you look on the screens, you can see the B1 zonings as well as the C1 areas. And if you were to zoom out a little bit on this, you would see the proximity of this. Thank you, Ms. Cornwell. You would see the proximity of this to the Route 1 corridor, West Coast Road, which, of course, as you know, is all C1. If you as you head east away from that corridor down Clay Road, you have the B1 zoning that's at the one end, and there is actually. And then at the other end, you, of course, have some C1 as well as B1. And then where Ms. Cornwell just had the cursor on Kings Highway, that is the B1 area that was a little north of there, is the Village Center application, which is also B1, as you know. There are other businesses in this area. As I mentioned at the outset, right across the street from this site is a sort of an industrial use, which is Poor's Propane and Clean Delaware. Also on this road is another hair salon, the Magic Mirror, down the street, which is the B1 zoning. As you head towards Route 1 is the ProGar Company. I identify these businesses as they show what is similar in this area and similar to the proposed use of the hair studio. The property is within Sussex County's environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. The state strategies map, which is also in the exhibit notebook that you have, identifies this area as an investment level 2, which is where these uses are appropriate. When this was considered before, I know there were concerns amongst council regarding entrances to the site and such. And included in the exhibit notebook is the response from DLDOT to the service level evaluation request. Not surprising given the size of the building and the size of the scope of the use. There was no traffic impact study required, as the average trips would be less than 50. But the good news is, because everything was moving forward towards working on getting all the agency approvals for final site plan approval for the yoga studio, that they were working on agency approvals. And as you look at tab 7 in your exhibit notebook, you would see construction entrance plans. And the yoga studio was moving forward with getting approval from DLDOT for a commercial style entrance on Clay Road. And so that process was underway, and I'm happy to report that DLDOT has approved that, so that can move forward. And since the size of the building hasn't changed, and if the conditional use is approved, the nature of the use won't change, that process will go forward. If you look at tab 5 in the exhibit notebook, that's the site plan that I referenced in my opening comments. And right in the middle of the site plan on this property, you can see there is a building identified as existing one-story building, and then parenthetically the word salon. and that is the 800-square-foot building that is the subject of today's conditional use application. You can see the parking places that are identified on this site plan as well, and of course the entranceway along Clay Road there. As part of this, the owner of the property went to his neighbors along Clay Road and asked his neighbors what they thought of it, explained what the plans were to move the use from a yoga studio to a hair salon. And as was submitted into the record at the Planning Commission, there were seven letters of support from neighboring and adjacent property owners. The proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive plan, as the use is public or semi-public in character and is for the convenience and welfare of area residents. As was noted when you saw the sort of the bird's eye view of the zoning map, you of course have the busy commercial corridor along Route 1, and then you have all the residential that exists as you move further east on those properties. And this property is ideally situated between those for this type of a business and this type of a use. One thing I wanted to highlight before concluding is that when this came before council in April of last year, council modified four of the conditions for the yoga studio. It was a motion brought by Mr. Burton and approved by council. And there were several changes, such as limiting the use to just the one specific building, talking about there no parking in the front yard setback. And probably one of the more significant ones was that the signage for this use moved from being a lit sign to an unlit sign. When proposed conditions were set forth by the applicant, we incorporated all of those that Mr. Burton had placed on the application, and then Planning Commission essentially adopted those and integrated Mr. Burton's comments from that time right into the application itself. So the signage would be unlit as was requested. No parking in the front yard setback. All of the things that Mr. Burton had requested are part of the conditions that were proffered by the applicant and then ultimately accepted as part of its recommendation by the Planning Commission. I know I went through that quickly, but you are familiar with the application having just seen it. Ms. Darley is here if the council has any questions for either myself or her regarding this application.
Any questions, council?
If not, you have no other witnesses, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of the application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and council desires to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. If it's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan to short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a hair studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.504 acre more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 5, with the condition 6A through I.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Second. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I think based on the public record and planning zoning's recommendation, I will vote in favor of as presented, and look forward to a new business.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of recommendations of what P&Z has to say.
Cole?
Yes, I'll vote yes for the same reasons that Mr. Arlett expressed.
I also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendations and their conditions. Motion carried. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Go forth and chop away.
That's right. And Mr. President, the next matter is conditional use number 2133. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis or Hoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3443 acres, more or less, lying on the south side of Savannah Road, approximately 0.9 mile east of Westcote Road. The tax parcel is District 335, map 8.14, parcel 47. The 911 address is 1200 Savannah Road, Lewis. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on June 28th. At that time, a number of items were included into the record, including an exhibit booklet. At the conclusion of that meeting, they did recommend approval of the application for reasons 1 through 7 and conditions 8A through D. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Ms. Fleshman.
Good afternoon, County Council.
Good afternoon.
My name is Rachel Bleshman. I'm an attorney with Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens here in Georgetown.
Say that 5 times fast.
Can you all say that 5 times? I'm here on behalf of Dr. Anthony and Dr. Calhoun, the members of Anthony Calhoun LLC, the LLC that owns the property applying for conditional use 2133. Now, I submitted 10 copies of a booklet.
We have that.
Good. I'm going to be pulling up certain sections of that booklet during my brief presentation. Now, the subject property located at 1200 Savannah Road is not new at all to a conditional use. And indeed, Exhibit 2 shows Ordinance Number 796. Which was passed by Sussex County Council on October 29, 1991. And that ordinance granted conditional use 985, which allowed the one-story building, which has remained unchanged, improving the parcel of land to be used, quote, for dental offices, end quote. Indeed, Dr. Anthony, who is seated behind me to my right, I guess your left, has practiced under the conditional use on the subject property for 27 years, using the building as a medical dental office. Dr. Anthony recently retired her practice at 1200 Savannah Road, and she and her husband, Dr. Calhoun, the two members of the LLC, the applicants here, wish to rent the property to a similar business. Now, perhaps that business is a psychologist's office, perhaps a lawyer's office, perhaps a CPA, another professional. They're not quite sure quite yet because they wanted to get approval from County Council first before going forward and renting the property. So conditional use 2133, if approved, would amend the current conditional use to use the building for dental offices and expand that use just a bit so that the applicants may rent the building for professional offices. Now, I'm going to skip to Exhibit 6. And just note that there is a letter in the record from Delaware Department of Transportation indicating that it is not recommending a traffic impact study. And in that last paragraph, I'm not going to be brave and circle it, but in that last paragraph, it does call the subject property's traffic impact, quote unquote, negligible. So I wanted to point that out. I'm going to skip to Exhibit 8 now and briefly touch on compliance with the zoning code and comprehensive plan. And that can be found right in these two paragraphs here. And so briefly, the subject property is located in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District under the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, and Section 115-22 of the Sussex County Code includes residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of the chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use. So we are before County Council to comply with the County Code, and if a conditional use is issued, we would be complying with AR1 residential district, so for zoning. Now, the comprehensive plan finds this property to be located in the environmentally sensitive developing area, and the comp plan permits uses that include retail and office uses, and actually even allows some larger shopping centers and office parks with some stipulations. Our particular request is for an office use, so it fits within the comp plan. I wanted to go back to the 1991 ordinance and just look at the four conditions that were put on in 1991. And I'm going to zoom in just a bit. these four in the middle here. Now, the applicants would like to keep those four conditions with minor amendments. And the first condition, that only the owner and the owner's employees shall use the front yard parking spaces, really should remain in effect. It's a common sense condition, and it allows the individuals who are most familiar with the parking lot park in the front, so that the 8 spaces in the rear are reserved for any clients who are visiting the professional offices. And this way, you know, Savannah Road's only gotten busier in the last 27 years, so the applicants would respectfully like this condition to remain for the safety of the new business. And so that would be a small change that only the renting business owner and the renting business owner's employees use the front yard parking spaces. So that's condition number one. The applicants would respectfully request that the second and the third conditions are amended slightly, and I can go over those. And please feel free to jump in and ask me any questions at any point if there are any questions.
We're not shy.
Okay, yes. Good. So the second condition from 27 years ago has scheduled hours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And while that served Dr. Anthony's dental practice, the applicants would prefer to allow their professional renters just a bit more flexibility in 2018, and they would respectfully request that the hours are 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. through 4 p.m. on Sundays for the professional space. With respect to condition 3, the Planning Commission recommended, I noticed in the public pamphlet that was online this morning, it looked like the Planning Commission recommended that only one lit sign not to exceed 32 square feet would be permitted, and that kind of simplifies our request a little bit. So the applicants would also be amenable to that condition. And of course, with respect to condition 4, the applicants understand that they will prepare a site plan, and that would be subject to review and approval by the Planning Commission. So, in conclusion, can I go back out to, so this is the...
I guess you can.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. In conclusion, on Savannah Road, there are upwards of 20 conditional uses granted. I went to the planning department and sat down with the old maps, and I counted certainly 20. I think there's upwards of 20, really. And across Savannah Road, you can see across from the subject property is a shopping center zone B1. In that shopping center, there's a wine shop, a diner, law offices. They're all included in the center. And really, Savannah Road is peppered at this point with businesses and medical offices. So this particular request to amend a current conditional use so that a business owner of 27 years, who has been friendly to all her neighbors during that time, may retire and rent her unchanged building to a similar type of business, is both in line with the character of the neighborhood and is similar to other uses in close proximity. So at this time, I'm available for any questions, and I can certainly field any questions to Dr. Anthony and answer them on her behalf as well.
Any questions?
Through it, but you are the conditions they put on A, B, C, and D. You're okay with all four of those that PNC placed
that
on?
That PNC placed on, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The neighboring property is what? Is it still residential?
Now, which neighborhood?
The one just say,
this one?
Yes, that one. What's the?
Now, that one is actually up for sale right now. So an elderly woman lives there.
So it's still residential.
It's still residential, okay. Exactly.
And the next one below that is still residential too, I think, isn't it?
Yes. Now, if you don't mind, I could pull out a map.
I'm just trying to. Years ago, I was kind of insistent as I was sitting here as the changes went that it's the main road into Lewis, and it was all residential at the time. We were trying to kind of keep a residential appearance, softening the approach, you know, not just a bunch of glaring lights and big parking lots in front. So that's why we've kind of pushed to put most of the parking in the rear.
Yeah.
Now on the sign, I think the old original one was unlit,
right? And you're saying lit, which is fine. The only thing I get concerned about is some of these small conditional uses with this new digital signs, and we don't really have any controls on digitals, which I don't know what the tenant might want to do, but it could be some kind of flashing type of thing, and there's so many residential properties still in the area.
Yeah, and the diner right across the street does have a flashing lit sign.
I know. Some people find those annoying and disruptive if you're still trying to have a residence and it's flashing all night.
Would you give me one moment?
Yes.
Okay.
I can answer the electronic message center sign.
Maybe you don't need to go
on. Yes. On a conditional use.
The council has the ability to grant it. If you just say lit, that does not include an electronic message center.
So if what she's asking for does not include.
Correct. No, they're asking for a lighted sign. A lighted sign is still not the same as an electronic message center.
Right.
Okay, fine. No, I just want to know if that's the current definition as we go forward when we are. Okay. Yeah. No, I have no question.
There you go.
Okay. You're good. Any more questions to council?
If not, did you have anything else to add?
No. Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close.
Can I ask Everett? Everett, isn't it true that, is this your first time in front of us? Yes, it is.
Well, you are going to ask the question.
Well, traditionally, don't we usually turn our first application down? Don't we?
Yes, we do.
Is that what we
do? Do we tell my client that?
We do. And
nobody,
we ask.
Nobody told you that?
And we ask you your bar number. No one asked it yet.
Well, I can give you my bar number. So you will not turn the application.
Well, I tell you, I think Mr. Cole got a good point, but because we are a good group of people up here. We're going to be good to you. We'll probably approve yours. We'll turn down the next one behind you.
That's right.
Yes, that's probably what we'll do.
How's that?
The vote's not happened yet. So.
Yes. Oh, that hadn't yet, so be cautious. Be cautious.
Just fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
We can close the
public hearing. Public comment. Mr. Morby, short title, please.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3443 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1 through 7 with conditions 8A through D.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Well, I'm not certain now based on this testimony, so I'm a little confused on that last comment from Mr. Cole. So, but I think I'm going to go back to my original instincts, and that is focus on the public hearing and not the commentary, and also, of course, the recommendation from planning and zoning. So based on that record, strictly, I will vote in favor of per planning and zoning's recommendation. And I will be the first to congratulate you and welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor of P&Z's recommendations.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes with the conditions.
You already got three, so I guess I'll also agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and their conditions. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
And you should promote yourself now, whereas you are you have gotten all things approved at this county council.
That's right.
Many attorneys cannot say that. So you should market yourself now.
You have 100% approval.
You know, 100% approval now, right?
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. The next item, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2137, and Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5739 acre, more or less, lying on the south side of Savannah Road, approximately 691 feet east of Westcote Road. The tax parcel is District 335, map 12.06, parcel 50. The 911 address is 1530 Savannah Road, Lewis. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on July 12th. At that time, a number of items were submitted into the record, including an exhibit booklet. At their July 26th meeting, they did recommend approval of the conditional use for reasons 1 through 5 and 6A through I. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard.
And what's your bar number?
2824. And I bet you hers is 6,000 something, which would make me feel old.
But are you batting are you batting 1,000 so far at this county council?
No, he probably told him something. We don't want to bring
up. Do you have all wins?
I've gotten more wins than losses. How's that? Than batting 500 or something.
Mr. Willard, you indicated you feel old with your bar number. Mine is number 49.
Wow, you are old.
Yes. I am.
You know what, while we're on the subject, I think Mr. Shobbs is like 2 or 3, and the reason he was able to do that, they used to, the Supreme...
Sell him.
Yes, sell him. with cash, so nobody really knows about that. No, but they used to be able to allot them if somebody died, like, you know, they didn't retire the numbers. But anyway, we're off the subject.
How was you going to say number one?
No. And I was Melvin Joseph's attorney, and his number was 49.
Yes, he was. That's right.
Okay. That's when you just read Latin and you just got...
That's right.
You
we
didn't
did.
Have to take a bar,
we
right?
We didn't have to go to law school. We just sat and read law.
That's interesting.
That's when you had to spend 5 years as apprentice.
That's right. Well, we still have a clerkship requirement that's kind of rigorous.
All right. I want to go home. Let's keep on with this hearing.
My name is Tim Willard with Fuquay Willard, Stevens and Shaw. My number's...
An hour ago, Jordan.
I'm ready to quit.
Quit talking.
Everybody. Mr. Willard, you have four.
I'm going to move ahead. This is my client, John Ford. You may know some other Fords in Lewis. This is his brother. He has a couple Remax franchises, one in Hokesson, one in Wilmington, I think, and also he's had the one on the highway by Red Mill Pond. This is a Savannah Road project. Again, if you've reviewed the application, you probably know something about it. I could probably just say what she said. That is the previous application, as far as the application is concerned, because you've seen a lot of these, and we think this one is wholly consistent with that, especially as far as the residential uses and the other things that you like to see on these projects. Your planning director recommended it be improved, or it's consistent, I think is what she says. Sorry, Janelle. Planning commission also recommended it be approved with conditions. I have one comment on one of those conditions. I think you know the standards for conditional use, although the language kind of is sort of soft. It basically says it doesn't adversely affect other neighboring properties, and it's consistent with your zoning code with the conditions that are applied. I've given you a booklet that I'll just go through briefly as part of my presentation. The first tab, I think you all have a copy of it.
Yep.
The first is the site plan, which was prepared by Pannoni. There are two things about that I'd like to mention. One is it obviously has an entrance, an in and out entrance. They're going to try to save as many trees as they can. That's going to have to be approved by DLDOT. There's a note on there that says this property will be built as one phase. You'll see in a later tab that it's a residential house, small kind of bungalow house. John intends to maybe add to that, but he wants to do it actually in phases. He might not do that right away, so that note's not necessarily consistent. We're also, there's a condition in there and a requirement for 19 parking places that are there with two handicaps, and that's one per 200 square feet plus one employee. So that's the max if he builds the addition in the back and the top of it. Planning Commission added the condition that he have no less than 19 parking places. We would like you to consider amending that no less that's required by law. So if he doesn't do the addition in the back right away, doesn't have to have all that parking, but he'd still have what's required by law, at least one per 200 square feet and one per employee.
But so how many square feet are there currently for this place?
And how many parking places would that need there, Janelle? What's the ordinance call for?
For a professional office, it's one parking space for every 200 square feet of floor area.
So there's 1,800 now square feet if you did the
nine for that. Yeah. Plus for employees, right?
Right, so there might be 3 employees. It might 12. Take 11.
9 to 12.
What's he going to build, a parking garage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lewis needs one. And a shuttle.
Sam, that could be a good condition.
Yeah, there you go. Gosh. You see in tab 2 what's there now. That is a picture of the house, which is a typical kind of house you see driving into Lewis. And many of them have been renovated with office space. He intends to keep the same facade. And in tab 3, you can see just a vertical drawing of how he keeps the front of it and maybe add to the back with the same pitches and everything like that. The property is over 1/2 acre. On one side is a church. On the other side is the podiatrist's office. So on both sides, there's doctor's offices. And you see the vertical rendition of it. But as I said, he liked to get off of Red Mill Pond on the highway and come in there, and it might happen in the original place now after he fixes up, gets his final permits, gets the entrance, and then consider the addition as time goes on. He also, you'll see on tab four, and what was her name? Fleischman, I think it was? Went through a lot of, was that the lawyer's name? I apologize. I've never met her. Fleischman?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. But in any event, she went through a lot of the properties on Savannah Road and the uses. Just to add to her testimony, which is not part of this record, and to create our own, you'll see in tab four is a list of all those addresses with the various uses. The majority of them being medical. There's actually another insurance industry. There's some other stuff going on there. In tab five, I had what I couched is a stroll down Savannah Lane, which actually shows all the office buildings there. When I did that at the Planning Commission, Mr. Wheatley said, Mr. Willard, can you make it a drive instead of a stroll? So I'll just refer to all those signs. You'll see them. Oh, you have them up there. Thank you. You know, there they all are. And everybody's kind of kept the residential look, except for Baird Mandalas.
Is that a slight towards that?
No. It fits in. It fits in. Okay. They've landscaped it right.
They can listen.
Hello.
You're right.
Hello, Glenn. Actually, Mr. Ford, being in the real estate business, went sort of an extra step. And as you see in tab six, he actually wrote all the residences, even they get notice because of the, you know, your notice requirement. He wrote the letter in tab six. Hello, this is who I am. I care about my community. This is what I plan to do. And you'll see all the addresses there that he sent to. So he got no response. And last time I checked the file, there was nothing in there. I don't think any was noted. So you can see all those addresses. About halfway down the page, number one, you see MJ Brady and Michael Neal Brady. So she still owns that house, I think, up by the Dollar General. But you can see he sent out a lot of letters. Nothing came back. Sewer's available. If there's any upgrade, he'll have to pay for it. You'll see the Del Dot letter at tabs six saying no TIS is required. We have no problem with the conditions that they've recommended. They're similar. They limit the hours, appointment by only on Sunday. The lighted sign, they're all the pretty standard ones like you just had in the other applications and you've had consistent with Savannah Road. We just ask that HH, where they sit, there shall be no less than 19 parking places. We'd suggest that be changed to there shall be one parking space per 200 square feet and one parking space per employee. I think that's what the code says.
Correct.
Correct.
So per
that's what the code says.
Per code, basically.
No, per code, yeah. And that way he might be able to do it in a phase, the way, you know, not in one bite. So I think it meets with your conditional use statute. It's consistent with the area. And we ask that you consider it favorably. John, do you want to come forward for a second? You've heard my representative. State your name and address for the record, please.
John W. Ford, 18 Brenton Way, Elkton, Maryland.
And you've heard my representations to the council today. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Do you have anything you want to add?
I do not.
They may have some questions for you.
Okay, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, just what I asked the other people. For years I've tried, and your brother, I'm sure, is sensitive to this, too. The entrances into Lewis, the very historical city here in Sussex County. The approaches, I think, are important. That we, you know, they're doing these byway things and all this other stuff, to make the approaches. So. Our concern, I see you got the parking in the rear, which is good, and I thought there was some of the minimizing to taking any trees. There is a couple, I guess it looks like some substantial growth in front of the house. Is that going to be an issue with your exposure? I mean, do you see having to take quite a few of them down, or how's that going to work?
The trees that will have to come down, right, will have to come down because of the Del Dot requirement for the entrance.
Okay.
Other than that, I have no plans of taking down any trees.
All right.
And, you know, the majority of our business is residential sales, so I want the dwelling to stay a dwelling and to look like a residence.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You can see, Mr. Cole, there are some trees on the left there.
Oh, I know. We don't put any requirements in there. It's been a habit of trying to keep it looking as good as you can, and if it's possible, we'd like to do it, to see it that way. I mean, not everybody has been able to comply and do it. Others have snuck in and or it slipped through the cracks or something, but anyway, if you could see fit to
preserve as much of that residential look as we go into Lewis, I'd appreciate it.
That's my desire as well.
And there'll be an effort to, there'll be an effort to landscape that island if it's accepted by Del Day, so.
Any more questions, the council?
If not, do you have anything else to add, Mr. Willard?
Your Honor, that's all.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? And seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore with a short title.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5739 acre, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through I.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Just a second. Was there going to be a, did someone desire to make a motion to amend
change,
the
right?
Parking?
Change it, you do.
Or Willard, you're going to let, you're going to miss, yeah, better
yes.
Keep pressure.
And if
big bucks.
If the council desires, we could change condition H to read simply, parking shall be as required by code.
I will move forward that recommendation.
Motion, second. Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to change 6H to read as Mr. Moore just read in the public record. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
And this vote is just for the change, correct?
Yes.
Change. So I will vote in favor of the change per the testimony.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote in favor, yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, I vote in favor with the change.
I vote yes, motion carried. Now, Mr. Moore, you in a short title again.
Yes, thank you. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.5739 acres, more or less, with reasons 1 through 5 and conditions 6A through I as amended by council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption as amended.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes. Per planning and zoning's recommendation, as amended.
Wilson.
Yes.
As amended.
Yes.
As amended?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Cole.
Yes, for the same reasons as Mr. Arlett has stated.
I also agree with the conditions placed as amended, although yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Willard, is a low number a status symbol, or I mean, is there any? Does it mean anything having a low number versus a high number?
Yeah, it means you're old.
I know with IQ, shouldn't you have a higher number as an IQ?
It's sort of meaningless. It's just you've been around for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Your experience.
I didn't know
if you. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
And Richard, thank you for the security.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll check that.
The attorney wanted to know if you were awake.
He's not there now.
I was here with Spencer because I know he called.
He's not there now.
No, okay.
He went down
yes.
Thank you. I vote yes, motion carried. We're now adjourned.